Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
A major report into fish kills that spans five decades has been published this week by Inland Fisheries Ireland. The report shows that there were 2,107 fish kills in Irish rivers and lakes from 1969 to 2022. And that agriculture was responsible for almost a quarter of these incidents. Dr. Ronan Matson is the lead author on the report and the director of the Eastern River Basin District at Inland Fisheries Ireland, and he joins me now. Ronan Matson, you're very welcome.
Thanks very much for having me.
Come here to me. In terms of fish kills from 1969 to 22 and what we know now, are we better or worse now than we were in the last century?
Well, I can speak from 1969 when the record started. It's definitely improved. It's come right down from the 80s and 90s. The situation was fairly grim back then. We were getting over 100 fish kills a year sometimes. But it's come right down now since maybe the late 90s, early noughties. So we're looking at about 25 fish kills a year at the moment, over the last 12, 15 years.
Really? That's really interesting that it's come down. Why has it come down, Ronan?
Well, I guess it's down to, the practices. A lot of the good agricultural practice for protection of water came in 2006, the EPA Act in 1992, the Water Framework Directive. So there's been measures to try and improve how we interact with rivers, and particularly how we interact with agriculture and the environment around us.
Okay. Why are there fish kills still then?
I guess we still have incidents of pollution going on. We still have lots of water quality issues. And when you... Fish kills tend to occur mostly when rainfall is low and temperatures are high. So particularly in hot years, you can get fish kills occurring, particularly in rivers where there's underlying conditions already of pollution or water quality problems.
Okay. And when rainfall is low, is that and temperatures are high, fish kills occur naturally? Is it because of just that the water just is gone? Is that pure and simple?
They can occur naturally, but usually it's not. It's because of an underlying pollution issue. So where a river in a healthy sense might be resilient to a problem, if the habitat is good and if the water quality is good, it might be able to soak up some of this pressure. But in time, if there is underlying pressures, those hot temperature, low water spikes is enough to kind of put them over the edge. It's kind of like the straw that breaks the camel's back.
Okay. Is it common, that happening?
That is quite common. If you go back through some of the data we have in the report, a lot of the high incidence of fish kills happened in some of those very warm years, I think it was 2018, the Beast from the East, when we had those weather systems coming from over Europe, giving us the really hot summer. There was a spike in fish kills that year. There was a spike in 2003. There was a spike in 1995. And they kind of coincided with some of our hottest summers on record.
Okay. Now, Dr. Ronan Matson, will you explain to me what this means, eutrophication?
Eutrophication is when the nutrients in a water body increase. So it's at high levels of nutrients, basically, in the water.
And that can lead to...
It can do. It can lead to organic pollution where you can get a proliferation of growth in algae or plants or bacteria of decaying vegetation, and that kind of uses up the oxygen in the water, and then that in turn will kill fish like salmon and trout because they're the fish that need the oxygen most.
Right. So it's the lack of oxygen in the water that kills the fish, is it, in that instance?
Yeah, in those incidents, other fish kills would be caused by releases of effluent or chemicals, which can have different toxicological effects on fish.
Okay. Is there any particular part of the country bad, Ronan, for fish kill?
Historically, Cork and Cavan have been among the worst counties hit. But, looking at agriculture, the effects of agriculture have decreased steadily over the last number of decades. So whereas in the 80s, 90s, there was lots of fish kills caused by agriculture, due to intensification, farming intensification, mm-hmm. pigs and cattle and that kind of thing. But the trends are going down, which is great. And in one part of Cavan, water body and the urn system that was hit was one of the worst hit water bodies over the years. There hasn't been a fish kill there in 11 years, and that's a good thing.
It shows it can be done then.
Is
there any, Ronan, unavoidable level of fish kill, or could we stamp this out entirely if we put our minds to it?
We should be able to stamp it out entirely, but I mean, you know the way it is with the increasing temperatures, we're always going to get hit by those events. I'd say to eliminate it completely is very ambitious, but certainly these big fish kills that can wipe out thousands of fish, we should be doing our best to eliminate them completely.
Okay. Increasing temperatures, you say, so climate change is actually having a big impact here?
It will have an impact, yeah. It is having an impact.
Really? And we'll notice that more so as years go by, unless we alter our behaviour quickly.
Yeah, and like we can see it from those hot summers, we can see that's where the fish kills spike. And if they're to increase in prevalence, then yeah, we'll get more fish kills. Unless we can, you know, do other measures to improve habitat resilience in the river and water quality.
Okay, well look, it's fascinating, I must say to you, listening to you. Is there anything else, any other great initiative, Ronan, that Inland Fisheries or the government are putting forward to try and bring the levels of fish kills down as much as possible?
Yeah, well, at the moment, the Department of the Environment, Climate and Communications, they're carrying out a review of the relevant legislation in this area, and that includes the Fisheries Act, with a view to examine existing sanctions and penalties for fishery and environmental offences. But one of the things I'd like to say most is that if members of the public do see or suspect a fish kill, it's absolutely imperative that they get that information to us as soon as possible. We have a hotline, it's 0818 34 74 24, and by letting us know as quickly as possible, we can get our investigators out, our environmental staff, they can get out there and they can investigate the fish kill, because within a couple of hours the pollution will have dissolved or will have diluted into the river, the fish will wash downstream, and it'll be all but impossible to say what the pollution is and where it came from. So that can make a prosecution or investigation very difficult.
And how quickly then do you get, kind of, if you get called from the public about their concern about a body of water, how quickly do you investigate? You get people there, and how long does the investigation take?
We try to get out there immediately, but obviously it can take time from when they report. But yeah, we have staff working around the clock and on call. So we'll get them out there immediately, but by the time they get there, you know, it can be hard to figure out where or the extent of the fish kill. So they can take the samples. It can take a few days to get those analysed and figure it out. And so there are various investigations ongoing throughout the country for fish kills. Mm-hmm. But, you know, due to legal issues and all, it can be very hard to actually put a blame on anyone or any organisation.
Okay, well, thank you very much indeed, I must say, for giving us an insight into a world maybe an awful lot of us don't know much about in our daily lives. Dr. Ronan Matson, but a very important one indeed. Dr. Ronan Matson, lead author on the report I mentioned, and the director of the Eastern River Basin District at Inland Fisheries Ireland. Míle buíochas.